My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is day number two of this year's Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. We are at Fenway Park this morning and all day long today. And on this morning's show, we'll be joined by Bill O'Brien, and we will obviously talk Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and Curtis and Courtney will talk Boston College football, and we'll get to ask Bill O'Brien a little bit about the way in which Drake May is being brought along by this current regime. So Bill O'Brien was great when he was on the show a couple months ago, and so I'm looking forward to talking to Bill O'Brien in about 20 minutes or so at 6:45, and then at 7, we'll talk to Devin McCourty, and at 8:30 this morning, Ray Bork will join us here, and he has been a longtime supporter of this event, as has almost everybody who has ever, Devin, Wiggy, David Ortiz, Jason Verrett, everybody who has ever played in the city on a professional sports franchise has at some point been a part of this great event over 22 years, which is pretty amazing.
It is, and I loved that conversation with Verrett and Ortiz, and the mutual respect 20 years later. Wiggy can speak to this about, you know, teammates, it never really is broken. And when you go through what those two did, and we forget that David's first year was 03, was Grady Little, was the Aaron Boone home run.
Yeah.
And, like, it's just such a guy that had been here barely a year, probably not even a calendar year, was so attuned to the fan reaction, where he said it was like somebody had died. It was like a funeral.
Yeah, he kind of knew it right away. Like knew what the expectation was, and where the pressure was coming from right away upon getting here.
Then you get to the next year, you're down 3-0, and then you hit the walk off in game 4 home run. You hit the flare in game 5. Like you hit the home run in game 5 in the 8th inning to make it a 1-run game when you were down 2, so that you could tie it later on that inning. Like that stretch, like I might be partial to Brady, Super Bowl 51, all that, but with everything on the line, there has never been a performance like what David Ortiz did. There's never been a 3-0 comeback.
Like the walk-offs alone.
Right.
Like to win really important playoff games. Like, I mean,
but
yeah.
Like game after game after game.
Yes, over and over again.
It's unbelievable.
And I could have talked to them forever. Mm-hmm. We were going way over our time, and I could have gone for another hour because we touched upon it a little bit, but we just hit the surface of how much Jason Verrett and David Ortiz have done for the Wakefields in the fallout of both Tim and Stacy passing away, and how they've shown up for their kids. And to hear them both talk about one of their best friends who died in this way in this tragic year that they've all faced, but then to watch how they've dealt with both their son and daughter and how they've stepped in as parent figures for them.
And then honestly, and they brought it up a little bit, but the courage of Tim Wakefield, who his wife Stacy was diagnosed first, and they had been fighting that for, you know, almost a year. And Tim Wakefield, I would guess, chose not to share his diagnosis
because he wanted to focus on Stacy and wanted everybody to focus on Stacy getting better. And that's
but even not that, I think it was even he just didn't even want to get it checked out because
right.
he was saying because Sam Kennedy was on
right
was very good yesterday, and he said he was at a golf event 3 weeks before Tim passed away.
That was the shocking part.
And he was saying he's having trouble.
Blurred vision.
Blurred vision. And
I'm sure if you're Tim Wakefield and your wife is enduring her own cancer battle, you're probably like, I'm just stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
I'm just feeling.
That was the shocking part about it. That was the part that really, like, it touches your heartstrings when, you know, when Sam talked about it. Like, yeah, my vision's a little blurry. And then, you know, what'd he say? Like you said, 3 weeks
later. Not even a month.
Yeah, that's the thing about cancer that sucks is like some people you pray and hope they're able to prolong their life and this allows them to do this. But there are some cases, you know, like a Tim Wakefield.
Right.
My mother was the same way. Boom, she figured it. They found out, you know, month and a half later, gonzo.
Yeah.
So it's always like when you look at it, that's why this day is so great because – we talked about it yesterday. If you're able to prolong somebody's life, even it was James from Drains talked about how he was able to get the extra 15 years
right.
with his mother-in-law.
Yeah.
So that's the hope that you can try to get from you know the money that's donated to help people prolong their life.
Well, and I think we talked a lot about it yesterday, but it's not necessarily sometimes or in the past a cancer diagnosis would be a literal death sentence, and there are people that you I don't know how your mom reacted to it. My father, when he got his diagnosis, it was almost as if he. You know, he knew and didn't have much optimism about it. And sometimes the mental part of it, I think, is so important for people. And that's what researchers and doctors and the progress that has been made can do for people. It
right.
can give them that hope. Which,
and there's this huge community now. I mean, the internet does good things, bad things. But when it comes to people with specific cancer types, there are these people that you get connected with that are 5 years ahead of you or 5 years before you, and they can talk about, you know, there's nobody that knows the fight better than the people that have actually, even the oncologists, they know what treatments to use, but they don't know how they make you feel
right.
because they've never had them. And so to have these people connected and to understand that is huge.
We have a lot of stories to share this morning on day number two of the WEEI Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon. Right now, though, we got to get to this.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Sailing away on the crest of a wave, it's like magic. All rolling and riding and slipping and sliding, it's magic. And you
morning chime, the Electric Light Orchestra, it's a living thing, and good morning, hello, chime.
Good morning, Greg. So yesterday...
I call them ELO.
Yeah, that's fine, Curtis.
Great good job, band. Curtis.
Huge catalog.
Love it.
By the way, I miss seeing your smiling face first thing every morning, Sean.
Oh, Greg, I miss seeing you guys, too. It's tough to be separated, but I'm glad we can at least chat like this a little bit.
Oh, Sean, what an opportunity to say not as much to miss.
it's true. You know, Curtis, I don't like to brag about it,
right.
but thank you. I appreciate you bringing that up. That means
sure
a lot
thing.
To me. Thank you. Well, Greg... I needed to point this out because Sportico released the new NFL team evaluations or valuations, I should say, not evaluations. And number one on that list is the Dallas Cowboys have officially eclipsed $10 billion in valuation. Well, it's interesting because you look at that $10 billion. That's a lot of money. Then you look over to the NFL team's yearly cash spending. And the team that has spent the least amount of cash, actual physical cash, in the year of 2024 would be that you guessed it, the Dallas Cowboys. So I just want to use this as a way to explain. The next time a player holds out, or a guy like CeeDee Lamb is holding out, and Ja'Marr Chase is holding out, and Brandon Ayuk is holding out, and they want better contracts, pay them. Because clearly these NFL teams have a ton of money, especially guys like Jerry Jones, who have a crap ton of money. They have the highest valued franchise in the United States in any of the four major sports, the most valuable franchise, and he spends the least amount of cash across the league. Uh-huh. Like, it's a load of crap. Pay these players what they're worth. It's that simple.
Okay. Does sound like the Steelers may have a deal in place when it comes to Ayuk, though, right?
Right. They're just working on the money.
Yeah.
So, but the money's been the problem the whole time.
Right.
But
$30 million short is a big stretch for that to come up.
I think the 49ers are doing it right. I think they're saying, look, here's the team you wanted to go to.
Yeah.
You figure it out. Let's see if they have a better time finding out how much to pay you, because we haven't been able to figure it out ourselves.
Right.
$10 billion, though, that's a lot of money.
Man, and they got a
franchise.
And Dallas has a – talk about they're going to have to spend a lot of money. You got Dak, you got CeeDee, and you're going to have Micah Parsons. So they better figure it out real quick.
All right, Chime. Thank you. Curtis, good morning.
Morning, Greg. So we talk a lot about the spending habits of the New England Patriots, but this offseason we've done a lot of discussing about – other rookie quarterbacks, and we mentioned Mac Jones as a guy that got in here year one and made the playoffs. But we forget to include the most important element of that offseason, and that was over $200 million spent in free agency by Robert Kraft months after Tom Brady won a Super Bowl for the Tampa.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Bay Buccaneers. When it was Kraft's ass, he spent money and surrounded Mac Jones, who Ken famously said he might be. He's spot on mostly that was a collaborative Kraft pick in the first place.
Yeah.
So when Kraft was on the line, he did everything he could financially to surround Mac Jones with a roster that would elevate him, whether it was Hunter Henry, Jonnu Smith, who didn't pan out, Judon on the defensive side. They spent everywhere that offseason. This offseason, same situation, draft a rookie quarterback. This time you take him at 3 overall. You do nothing.
But it seems like they were willing to spend, at least in the case of Brandon Ayuk.
Okay,
but it doesn't count if it doesn't actually happen. It's like, okay,
Yeah, I would say that's fine.
Well, you can't make it happen if the player doesn't want to be here.
Right, but I think that they overpaid Jonnu Smith. They overpaid Hunter Henry. They gave Judon more money than anybody else.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's how those guys got here. It's not that the Patriots were this big destination in 2021. It's that the organization, and it was momentum, right? That was one day. I think within 2 hours, they made 5 of these signings.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So they prioritized it. This year, they did not prioritize it.
Well, you would have hoped that the takeaway from yesterday and joint practices would have been that Drake May looks pretty good. And unfortunately, the takeaway is that the offensive line looks horrid.
Right.
That's the takeaway from yesterday.
And the next logical conclusion is, the most important part of this year, good or bad, was to know what you have in Drake May.
Yeah.
they will not be able to get that because they didn't spend on the offensive line.
Great lead, Curtis.
Yeah.
All right, thank you. Courtney, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. The WNBA is in the headlines again, and it's not for a good reason. Dorica Hamby, the three-time WNBA All-Star, two-time Six-Woman of the Year winner, she's accusing the league and her former team, the Vegas Aces, of discrimination and retaliation against her because she announced she was pregnant.
Uh-oh.
Now, if you are a pro athlete, a woman playing at the highest level of your sport, you should think that you are the safest person in any workforce when it comes to announcing that you're pregnant, because you're surrounded by women,
right,
who should be lifting you up in a time like that and not trading you to the Sparks in the case of Hamby.
Unbelievable.
The fact that all eyes are on the WNBA right now, thanks to Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese, the fact that headlines are coming out with the way in which players are treating Caitlin Clark and the way in which they were both disrespected when it came to making Team USA, is the WNBA filled with mean girls?
Mm.
That's my question.
That's your question
this morning.
Yeah, full of mean girls.
If you're looking around this, if you're talking about bullying, treatment when it comes to naming two of your best players in the league to the Olympics, and now you're talking about one of your best players getting traded because she's pregnant, those are three strikes that I can't get behind.
Yeah.
And just to be, you know, fair, if this was a woman in a male-dominated field,
yes,
it would be a major story.
Major.
Yeah, right.
Yeah,
right.
You're right.
Yeah.
But no, because it's women suppressing women, it's okay.
And, your long-term crime is fine.
Right.
Yeah. And Becky Hammon saying, no, it just came down to math, and it just came down to, you know, logistics, and that's why they traded her. I'm sorry. There is no such thing as coincidences.
Yeah.
If you announce you're pregnant and you're getting shipped out of town the next day, that's not right.
All right. Great lead. Courtney Wiggy, hello.
All right. Good morning. Courtney, they always been mean. They ran Candace Wiggins up out of there because she was straight.
No relation?
No relation.
Okay.
Neither is Andrew Wiggins. But then again, they might be from my father's side. Who the hell knows?
Oh, yeah, that's true, Wiggs.
Yeah, I never met him, didn't know him, so who the hell knows?
His loss.
Yeah.
What about Nate Wiggins, new NFL cornerback?
Could be. Could be.
Yeah, who knows?
You should do a 23andMe.
Now, wasn't your father, father?
That's Greg's screen name.
Your father was a traveling salesman.
He wasn't no traveling salesman.
He may have left children all over the place.
He wasn't no traveling salesman. Okay, okay. He'd have a little bit of money or something. I don't know what the hell he did, because clearly...
Was he a long-haul trucker or something like that?
Okay. I don't know what the hell he did.
Okay.
But anyways, so when you look at... I'm going to go with this one. You can't fight it no more. You cannot fight the bikes no more.
My God.
They are here.
I can't believe this.
This is the biggest pivot of all time.
You are such a hypocrite.
This is the biggest pivot of all time.
Yes.
You're now an advocate for the bike lanes?
No. I'm not an advocate for the bike lanes.
We're finally on the same page.
Curtis, I'm not an advocate for the bike lanes because I ride on
You're an advocate for the bikes.
No. I ride on the sidewalks. I ride wherever I can. Where I am an advocate for, Michelle Wu and blue bikes, is can we please eliminate the blue bikes and get more gray bikes, more of the e-bikes?
Wiggy.
You don't want anybody getting exercise. It's too difficult to pedal.
You can still get exercise on an e-bike, the ability for the bike to help you is so much more convenient than trying to have to pedal yourself.
A year ago, you said, if you're in a car, you should be able to plow down bikers because they do whatever they want on the road and they don't pay attention to the rules.
We all grow, Courtney.
We all evolve as people.
I don't even know you anymore.
Gray bikes. I can't find a gray bike this morning. I was going to take a gray bike over here, and there's two racks in front of my building. They have like 30 bikes a piece. Nothing but blue bikes. Let's get rid of some of these blue bikes. We need more gray bikes in the city, Wu.
Thank you. Thank you, Wiggy. Yesterday, a high-ranking Australian athletic minister accused Reagan of trying to get 0 points in the Olympic breakdancing competition on purpose.
No.
I believe it's time to leave Reagan alone.
It's never time to leave her alone.
The Prime Minister of Australia yesterday came to the defense of Reagan. Here is what he had to say.
Reagan had a crack. Good on her. and a big shout out to her. That is in the Australian tradition of people having a go. She's had a go representing our country, and that's a good thing. One of the things that I hope happens as a result of our magnificent performance of these athletes, the best performance in any Olympics ever, is that there's young people watching, even maybe a couple of the ones here, Tom. Tom's got his two daughters here, that they're watching like other young people and thinking, you know what, Brisbane 2032, I could have a go there.
Okay. I mean, I think everybody watching Raygun said I could have a go with that because
what?
But is it time to leave Raygun alone? I mean,
I don't ever want to leave Raygun alone.
She is going to be around forever, and she should capitalize on the fact that everybody is talking about her. But Wiggy could start training today, and he could be in LA in 4 years.
He could do what Raygun did.
Oh, yes. She's a professor.
So embarrassing for the breakdancing Olympics. So embarrassing.
Yeah.
And Australia's a big, big time competitor when it comes to the Olympics. They do really well.
Well, but breakdancing is different.
In Australia, they're upset because they think she did it on purpose. She was having a crack. She was having fun at their country's Olympic breakdancing team's expense. That's what the issue is.
But wouldn't the issue be with anybody taking breakdancing seriously?
It would be an issue with whoever told her she was on the team.
Yeah. Breakdancing is listen, you got the right B-boy and B-girls that can go out there like some of the Americans.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, it is definitely a fun thing to watch.
Well, it might be time to leave her. Leave Raygun alone. All right. We are at Fenway Park, day two of the WEEI Jimmy Fund Radio Telethon, and the head coach of football at Boston College, Bill O'Brien, will join us next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.